Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Tom and Josh try to figure out a tampon, plus... Does toothpaste help prevent sagging and make your boobs look bigger? Also, identical twins marry identical twins. Right after this commercial message.
Do you enjoy the taste of yogurt, but you're tired of paying those high prices? Then try the new product that everyone's talking about. It's not really yogurt, but you can't tell the difference. We call it Hockers. Hockers, the imitation yogurt. And it's so inexpensive, you won't have to pay through the nose.
Try some Hockers, and you'll say that really hits the spot. Eat some Hockers every day. It tastes like yogurt, but it's not.
Honey, I got you a snack.
What is it?
I'm not telling.
Come on, spit it out.
Here, just try it.
Mmm, is it custard?
No, it's not.
Is it pudding?
No, it's not.
Well, what is it?
It's Hockers.
Hockers?
Yeah, Hockers, the imitation yogurt in the green cup.
Oh. Hockers, try a cup. It really hits the spot. Just a dollar, cough it up. It tastes like yogurt, but it's not. It tastes like yogurt, but it's not.
Hi, I'm Hal Hocker, head honcho at Hocker Headquarters here in Hilton Head. For 100 years, my family's been making Hockers. Look for Hockers in the green cup with the picture of Peggy Fleming. With a name like Hockers, it's gotta be green. Like we say, hip, hip, hooray for Hockers.
That's Jeez. Hockers. And for a tasty new treat, try frozen Hockers. Available everywhere this winter. And coming soon, it's Boogers imitation raisins. Boogers, we're the one to pick. Hockers, a division of Frigamall Industries, Lugieville, Kentucky.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Happy to be here. Let's see now.
I got our this, long national nightmare is finally over.
My 1 hour long nosebleed.
Oh, look, you're not bleeding.
Yeah, try not to move too quick though.
Yeah, don't sneeze again.
Guys, I got a lot of great advice on how to deal with this. So,
and do you want to share some of those with us?
Some of the stuff I better check.
Submerge your head in water for 4 minutes.
Yeah, you should probably do that one anyway. Make sure it doesn't come back. Right now.
I'll consult a physician. The tea bag in the nose seemed to do it, though.
Isn't that interesting?
Why didn't you try the tampon in your nose? You don't know how to insert it?
No.
Yeah, what happened with the tampons?
I got one right here. Christy, look at this. Where do you light this thing?
You don't light it.
No, I'm kidding.
Where do you light this thing?
I got one ready. If it starts bleeding again, I'll...
All right. Well, you need to take the applicator off first because that's going to hurt.
The cardboard box part?
Okay. Yeah.
I thought that's what soaked
Unless
up
you want to go like this and really get it in there.
Why don't they have something as an applicator other than cardboard? That seems
abrasive. Ones that I choose use, they're plastic and they're more tapered.
This is plastic.
Oh, it's a plastic applicator?
So that'll be banned in a couple of years?
Okay, yeah.
No, the tube around it was cardboard.
Oh, yeah, that's... So what do but you there sh- are no, some okay. that are that used this, to be cardboard.
You shove this straw-like thing? Yeah, you're right, Josh. These will probably be illegal pretty soon. What do you do with it?
Oh, my God.
How am I supposed to...
like you've never seen a tampon in your life.
I don't use them. I bought the box of them.
All right, so you insert this.
Yes, up to there.
Then you... Up to about here, yes. And then you push it.
It's like a syringe.
And that comes out.
Magical.
And then what?
And then this pulls out. And okay. And this stays inside. Ta-da! Yep.
And then when you're done, you just tug on that string there?
You tug on the string and...
Voila.
This is gross and all blown out and you no.
Gross and blown out.
Well, okay. It kind of gets, you know, like...
Sure. I would get it, but it swells with the...
Sure. Let me see. So, okay.
And then Dracula makes tea.
So that's the part that you would obviously use to stick up your nose. You wouldn't use this part. See? Well, there you go.
You're going to start it bleeding again. You stuff a tampon up there, you nut.
Yeah.
Would this be disturbing if you were watching the evening news and...
Yes.
Somebody get a picture of that tampon in his nose.
I'm Lester Holt, and tonight...
I'm Lester Holt.
Okay, well, let's see if it... This might work, actually. I
mean, I'm sure it would.
Let's see if there's any... Yeah, there's a little bit of blood. I'm all right, though.
Okay.
Okay, let's move forward here, Christy Lee.
Well,
I think you better keep it up there just for a while.
No, I'm gonna...
You just had your tampon talk now about some other things that women have to do, apparently.
Okay.
Now they're under the impression, some... that rubbing toothpaste on their boobs will make them look bigger and help reduce sagging.
Really?
Over the past year, millions have watched YouTube videos detailing the alleged effectiveness of the bizarre beauty hack. But women should be warned that there isn't any proof that the strange combination works. A YouTuber known as Natural Beauty 556 claims her mixture of toothpaste, flour, egg whites, and grated cucumber will tighten up your breasts like really, really crazy in just 5 days.
What?
Christopher Inglefield, the medical director of the London Bridge Plastic Surgery and Aesthetic Clinic.
I heard that place fell down.
I know.
It's pretty much irresistible.
A bunch of kids were outside singing.
You're supposed to a day goes by when he's not introduced and someone says, I know.
Right. He says this hack is pure online quackery. This bizarre advice simply preys on many women who are unhappy with the size of their breasts and who might resort to bizarre miracle fixes to find a solution to their problem, according to this doctor. Your breasts may end up smelling minty fresh, but it's highly unlikely there will be any growth, according to...
Yeah, well, no cavities. You got that going for you.
Nope. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Crest has been proven to be a decay preventive dentifrice when applied to your boobs. What a stupid thing to do. How many said a million people have watched this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then just use a G-string to floss your ass, ladies. I don't know. These quacks on the internet, it's amazing the stuff that they end up getting people to do. Didn't we have the guy die last, or some lady died last week having some quack fill her butt with...
Yeah, Dr. Bum Bum inadvertently murdered her.
Right.
Oh, God. Okay, well.
Then she couldn't pay her bill and gave her another 3 months.
I love that old joke.
Yeah, I love that joke. Poorly told, but I love it.
I'm looking at the picture of the guy who's got his Range Rover in the river.
Oh, yeah. Man in China drove his expensive Land Rover SUV into a river on purpose.
Idiot.
He said he did it in order to save 20, is it yuan? Yen? Yen. It's yen, right? That's what their currency would be? That would be $3.
That's Japanese, yeah.
Oh,
Y-U-A-N.
Yuan?
21? Yuan.
Yeah.
This is
and I'm just talking about the story.
Right. He did it in order to save $3 on a car wash, according to a report from the fire services department in Dijongyang. The man had to be rescued from a river after driving the Land Rover into the water to wash it and getting stranded on a small islet.
You told me the river was shallow.
The man told rescuers he simply wanted to wash his car so he wouldn't have to go to the car wash. but he didn't expect the floodgates of an upstream dam to be opened, causing the water level to rise almost instantly. Video of the entire ordeal was posted on social media. It's gone viral. I guess his car's clean now, one person joked.
I mean, it almost covered the whole car, yeah. The whole
truck.
It almost
washed it away.
I mean, you've seen the commercials for Range Rover, and they're driving them through, you know, like a foot of water.
Right.
This has got water up to the mirrors. And that's a I can't imagine. What would one of those cost in China?
A pretty penny.
I imagine it'd be pretty steep. I don't know. I can't even get my tires in the tracks at the car wash, let alone.
Thank God that.
And by the way, why did they
mirrors
take,
there?
They took them down.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Why did they do
yes.
that?
Why?
It's so hard to get in those.
You know the car wash. You make the turn.
Yeah, I know what it is.
The big mirror. It's gone.
I wonder if there was a certain time of day where those were blinding people. The sun was hitting right off of them.
Was that what
I
want?
I can't think of any other reason why they would take those down.
Or maybe the guy that owns the car wash owns a tire store. Do you like it when you pull out of that car wash and the guy's motioning you forward and you go, if I go any far forward, I'm going to hit the guy in front of me.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't like doing that because if you go anymore, you won't get your own wash.
That's, yeah, yeah.
You get caught up in the wash in front of you.
Yeah.
I say.
I want to separate my wash.
Separate but equal.
I get my wash. That person up in front of me can have their wash.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I feel like I get half a wash if I get too close to the car in front
exactly.
of me.
Exactly.
I don't like seeing the lights of the car in front of me or behind me
there
at all.
Go. Well, that's it.
I want enough space.
Now we've got it. Now we've got an important problem in contemporary American culture.
Yes.
Car wash mirrors.
I was really surprised by that, too, because now they've got the people in front of them. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on here.
Or maybe people were looking at the mirrors instead of looking at the workers standing right there. That could have been an issue,
too. A couple
of
them were run over and killed.
Yeah.
That's what we had to.
Okay. I'll do some research and find out. Christy Lee is over there at the Bob and Tom News Desk.
This could make for an interesting honeymoon. A pair of identical twin brothers will marry identical twin sisters this weekend. According to the Jackson Citizen Patriot, Chrissy and Cassie Bevier will marry Zach and Nick Lewin in Grass Lake, Michigan.
Hello, Gray Gardens.
Did you see this on TV last night?
The two sets of 24-year-old identical twins went on their first date together, became engaged at the same time, and now they'll get married on the same weekend.
Let the swapping begin.
One on Friday, one on Saturday, but they will have the reception together on Saturday.
Okay.
Cassie BVA.
Oh, they made people go to two
Nick
wedding
Lewin
ceremonies.
Met first.
Well, wait a second. Of course, these are human beings.
They want their own wedding.
No, they're freaks. They're twins.
But on two different days, like, I have to dress up 2 days in a
row.
Well, they don't have all the same friends,
you
I'm
know
sure.
What's freakier than twins? Triplets. Freaks.
Cassie and Nick met first at Grand Valley State University 4 years ago. They invited their twin siblings to church one day, and it was not long after that that Chrissy and Zach began dating.
Do I hear wedding bells?
The couples plan to move in together into a two-bedroom apartment.
Oh, they're lunatics.
Oh, come on. Put these people in jail. Separate prisons.
What?
All four of them.
You guys
sure are. They're very nice.
Don't you believe in love?
Yes, I love love.
They're gonna all
I don't
live
like
together.
Two weddings in a in
it, I
two
be,
days
be,
in
I
a
think
row.
It would be much more fun if they didn't get along, though.
If they're going to live together, why don't they have the wedding? If they're all going to live together, Josh yells, lunatic.
I think they deserve to have their separate weddings. That would be a much funnier story if they didn't get along. You know, the one bride.
Sure.
Well, trust me.
That bitch stole my look. You know, stuff like that.
I detected a slight accent in her outrage.
They're going to bang each other's wives.
You ever date a twin? How could they
no,
not?
No, they're not.
It's going to accidentally
they're exactly
happen.
Exactly the same. Why would you
how
have
could,
to do somebody
but,
else?
But how could you...
Tell them apart?
How can you tell each other apart at that point?
Maybe they have tattoos.
Yes, yeah. One is an A and one is a B. And no.
You don't know.
I'm sure that you can tell them apart.
Oh, you're a little tangier than your sister.
Okay, now we're not just going down vulgar road here. I'm embarrassed.
You know, you always hear that parents have twins. Well, I can tell them apart.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
you
can.
No, you can. Sure.
No, I'm not.
They can.
Coming up, we have...
Do they have a picture of these freaks?
Yeah.
They're not freaks. Oh, my God. Wow.
Coming up, we do have a Till Death Do Us Part story.
Mm-hmm.
They could. This
it's the parting part.
These two identical twin couples, they could play a very weird game.
And they're going to.
It would be like the most dangerous game of chicken ever.
Yes.
Kind of.
It's nice. Not it's
love chicken.
Pretty soon the brothers will be together. The sisters will be together. It'll be a nightmare.
You know,
just an affront to God.
People there start sucking
Josh.
On.
Nope, they're not cute.
They're not cute.
Yes, they are.
If one's not wearing heels, she's quite a bit taller than the other, so that might.
What?
She has to be wearing heels in that photo, don't you think?
I don't care.
The twins have to be the same height.
I would think. They're
and
identical.
None of this fraternal twins either.
No,
I want
identical.
Identical or they're not twins.
They're identical.
Well, whatever.
It might become in handy. I mean.
Nope, she's not wearing heels. She's
Josh,
taller.
I mean, think about this. Let's just say you had an exact twin.
Yes.
And then you married a set of twins.
Yeah.
You'd only have to go to half the social occasions you were invited to.
Ideally.
You could say, hey, Taffy, it's your night tonight.
Taffy again.
You and Phil. No, Taffy ended up marrying your twin brother.
Oh, who am I with? Cupcake?
No, you're with Candy. You're with Candy.
Okay, Candy. Yeah. Candy. This is my wife, custard-filled donut.
Why, how you Josh would be in love with it.
Now, I have an etiquette question. If you're friends with... you're friends with the two guys, you got to get wedding presents. Do you get each couple the same thing, or would you?
No, especially since they're going to be living together. You go. All you need is one blender for all four of you.
I have a scientific question: if they both have babies, are the babies going to look identically like each other from each couple? Not if they have two babies.
No, because if each couple had three, let's say one of the couples has three babies, the kids aren't going to be identical to each other. But
the babies that
they'll probably look very similar.
Yeah, each couple has one kid. Those kids look alike.
The same.
Those kids will look exactly alike.
Not
right?
exactly alike. They'll look similar.
They'd have to.
No, they'd look like a brother, probably.
What?
Okay.
What?
They won't. So they won't look
identical.
They'll look okay.
They might look very similar. If let's see. I have seven children. Okay. That's not a good example. Let's just say Ace. Let's just say Ace becomes a father tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Ace. Okay. And Ace has two kids with the same woman.
Yeah.
You can see why Tom couldn't use himself.
I can see why.
Oh, okay. Okay. Even those kids look different.
Shut him up.
I see what you're saying. Even those kids look different. So of course,
coming
from
two
different.
My two kids don't look exactly
alike. No. Let's call one couple A and one couple B. Couple A has a kid, couple B has a kid.
Correct.
Those two kids look identical.
No, they don't.
They're going to have to.
No, but you
idiots. Then they're not identical twins.
Because if any individual couple has two kids, they don't necessarily look exactly alike. They may look similar. Now, would they have the same DNA if couple A and couple B?
The kids are going to look, it's in my new book, Gregor Mendel was right. And
no, that's not.
The kids are going to look identical to each other.
They'll look similar.
It'll
be
an interesting sociology experiment to follow these two couples and see what happens.
Oh, I hope to never hear about them again.
No.
They look like really nice people.
They look like really nice people, but they're...
No, of course they do. I'm just upset that they're making people go to a wedding on Friday and Saturday.
Why?
Why not have one at 12 and then have one at 2 and then have the reception?
You know what I noticed about this?
Why not the four of them get married at the same time?
Make it easy on everyone.
They're going to flip and all four live together.
Because they're individual people.
But these individual people are deciding to live together, so they're not that individual.
That's their option. They're friends. Weren't the two
the
guys...
over-under on all four of them living together is 3 months.
And they're going to accidentally wife swap.
No.
Yes.
There's no way.
They're not going to do it on purpose, because what would the point be?
Or accidentally husband swap.
Right. Or maybe purposefully do these things.
That's right.
You know what? It's none of our business. We wish them happily ever after.
Oh, they'll be happy. They'll force their joy on everybody they come in contact with.
I've got more of an objection about these stupid wedding photos they've got up.
Well, I don't blame them for that. That's every wedding photo.
They're giving the dip at the same time.
They're just having fun. You know what they're doing?
We're so happy.
They're doing what the photographer's telling them to do there. They don't have...
What would your wedding photo be?
Happy and in love.
You sitting at a bar with a revolver.
No.
You know what? You're not married either, okay?
While she drags your favorite couch to the curb.
That's right. It wasn't my couch. It was my barbecue.
Not Chick's couch.
There are plenty of couches to go around, I can tell you.
We could do a show one morning where we just go to find chicks' old couches. Remember that old movie, The Yellow Rolls Royce, where they follow the.
You remember that old movie, The Man in the Tweed Vest? You remember.
They follow the various people who own the car. It follows the car instead of the people.
Oh, really?
See, we could do that. We could do a show like that. We follow chicks' couches. There have been many.
Yes.
What was the shortest you ever owned a couch, Chick?
Shut up. I'm not talking to you.
Christy, you had one of Chick's couches, right?
Yes, I did. And then I gave it to my niece.
Ace, you had one.
Had it for several years.
I had it for several years, and my niece had it for several years. I don't know what happened when she moved to Charleston, what she did with it.
Thank you.
It was a nice couch, Chick.
Paid for by Chick McGee.
No,
well,
I
these twins will be happy, and we wish them the best, but I am against the two-day wedding deal.
All right. Noted.
I am against them all four living together. You're asking for
trouble.
A,
it's none of your business, and B, you're just mad because you didn't get a wedding invitation. And they're allowed to have their separate day. I mean, one of the things about being a twin is you get a little bit tired of, you guys look the same.
So let's all move in together.
Nothing makes me happier than not getting a wedding invitation. It's the best.
So some of the happiest days of your life is hearing about a wedding you weren't invited to?
Yes. Huh. Yeah.
What if they have an open bar and nice hors d'oeuvres?
Don't care.
Sit down lunch.
I didn't have to wear dress pants.
Roast beef and lobster.
You don't like
lobster?
To wear dress pants?
I hate them.
Hang on a second.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. Tom, what were you saying about roast beef?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one. Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Royal Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.